For the GOP in the brand new 114th Congress, the way Congress calculates tax revenue from new legislation doesn't appear to add up. With an all-Republican Congress, the supposedly independent Congressional Budget Office with members from the House and Senate is much more malleable under this Congress. The GOP wants to change the algorithms, or some sort of math formula, used to project the money from new laws. With the new math, costs may not look so bad, taxes might not look so onerous. With us is Charlie Herman, the business editor here at WNYC News. Hey, Charlie.
Hi, John.
How controversial is something like this?
It's funny. I mean, this sounds like just an accounting rule that may not be that important, but the word for it is called dynamic scoring. And basically, this is the idea of trying to account for what happens when you actually implement a tax cut. So if the government were to, say, cut taxes dramatically for corporations, would that lead to corporations spending more money? Would that boost the economy? Right now, the way things are estimated is that when there's a tax cut that they don't really look at the budget, when they're making an analysis of it, these nonpartisan offices, they don't really take into account what is the economic growth, what's the impact of that. So what Republicans want is when we cut taxes, which we want to do, we want you to account for how much economic growth there is, because if there's a huge growth, then that will reduce the need to find ways to pay for these tax cuts.
It's a little bit of Reaganomics in the sense of reducing taxes causes more growth and therefore more revenue.
And that's where the Democrats come in. That's where those on the left say, look, this is trickle-down economics. This did not work. Look at the Bush tax cuts from earlier in the 2000s that led to large deficits. So if you go about this, if you make this accounting change, it'll make things look really good on paper, but you're not really paying for the tax cuts. And if deficits do grow, then you Republicans are going to come back and say, oh, look, we need to cut spending on these other programs, when it's more that the tax cuts themselves were never paid for.
Well, of course, this is important because during the Bush administration, during the Obama administration, new legislation was always tested on the basis of whether the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, said it was going to be revenue neutral or determined what the actual cost was going to be. And the members of Congress on both sides of the aisle lived with that. Would this constitute a hijacking of that supposedly independent test?
I think Democrats would feel that this is a hijacking, that you would be making this office, which the Congressional Budget Office, which gets criticized by the left and the right, that you would be making it partisan, that it would be making decisions that would justify the tax cuts that Republicans want to put in place. You know, right now, the way that the CBO operates is that if there is a boost to the economy from legislation and it produces lower deficits, they'll go back and say, hey, this actually improved our fiscal outlook. The economy looks better. If there's no economic boost, then they don't have to make any changes because they always sort of estimated that it would be neutral. So it is a little bit – it's a little wonky, but it's really important because it goes to how do you pay for things like tax cuts. And you know, other people will point out, well, if we're going to look at how tax cuts affect the economy, then why not look at how government spending actually can grow the economy? Why not look at education? If we spend a lot of money on education down the road, people will be better educated. They may get better jobs, get paid better, pay more taxes. That these things aren't very simple, and the worry is just politicizing this office, which everyone criticizes. You know, sometimes the Democrats are really angry with it, and sometimes Republicans are really angry with
it. What do the gallery of wonks think, the economists, about what the CBO does? Do they care?
If you look at a lot of the economists who ran the CBO, both for Republicans and for Democrats who are both to the left and the right, most of them are coming along the lines of this may not be the best way to go. And by the way, just because you changed to dynamic scoring doesn't mean that it's necessarily going to show that tax cuts actually help.
It's a question for Zwillick, but you think this is going to pass?
It looks very likely that this could go through. The big question is who's going to run the Congressional Budget Office? Do they keep this nonpartisan person in there, or do Republicans choose someone that gets people really upset and says, this person you're choosing is going to be biased?
Charlie Herman, thanks so much.
Thank
you. Business and economics editor at WNYC.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.